Hello, everyone. I'm Yu Ming, coming from Tsinghua University. The first author is Yu Yu Lu. He's the postdoc of our research group. And I'm supervised by Professor Ji Wushu. And also, this is a joint work with Professor Tao Li, who coming from University of Florida. Today, I'd like to introduce you a new distributed file system named Octopus, which combines the new features of non-volatile memory and RDMA to provide both low latency and high throughput. Let's first come to the background and motivation. I will first give a brief introduction of the hardware we use in our distributed file system. Non-volatile main memory, such as phase change memory and RAM, can provide data persistency just like hard disk, and can also provide better addressability and low latency like DRAM, which has been widely researched in both the industry and academy. RDMA, also known as remote direction memory access, has been used in high-performance computing formerly. And recently, it's also very hot in data centers. It can directly access the remote data without the involvement of remote kernel. And let's take RDMA write, for example. When the client wants to write data to the server, it will firstly initialize the data in the register memory, and then it sends the request to the local HCA. When the HCA receives the request, it firstly fetches the data from the register memory and then send it out. When the remote HCA receives the request, it directly writes the data to the register memory, and the whole procedure is completed without the involvement of remote CPU. In traditional distributed file system, the storage module, network module, and other control logic are strictly isolated. So we call this type of design as modular design. With this, new hardware such as non-volatile memory and RDMA can be directly used in this traditional file system, even without the modification of software. But our experiment showed that such design is inefficient. We use ClusterFS in our experiment, and ClusterFS is a distributed file system supported to run on both Ethernet and RDMA network. For comparison, we deployed on memory and hard disk respectively to show the inefficiency of this modular design. For disk cluster, we use disk for data storage and use gigabyte Ethernet for network communication. And for mem cluster, we use memory for data storage and use RDMA for network communication. The overall latency of, we use 1 kilobyte write plus an synchronization to access the distributed file system, and the overall latency of disk cluster is about 18 milliseconds. And this latency can be directly divided into three parts, respectively a hard disk, the network, and the software. From the figure, we can see that the storage part can occupy almost 98% of the overall latency, and is the main bottleneck. But when we move to mem cluster, the overall latency is reduced to 300 microseconds. And when we see it break down, we find that the software occupies almost 100% of the overall latency, and is the new bottleneck. Same as the latency, we also test the raw bandwidth of storage network and the bandwidth that the distributed file system can provide. For disk cluster, the raw bandwidth of hard disk is about 88 megabytes per second, and for network is more than 100 megabytes per second. And the file system can provide a bandwidth of about 83 megabytes per second, which is 94% of the overall raw bandwidth of hard disk. When we move to mem cluster, we found that the file system can provide nearly 2,000 megabytes per second. This is larger than that of disk cluster. But we found that it only occupies 27% of that of the bandwidth of memory. So we conclude that it's inefficient to simply replace the network or storage module. But with these new hardwares, we have both opportunities and challenges. For non-volatile memory, we have the better addressability. But it also have the significant overhead when introducing extra data copies. For RDMA, it has flexible programming programming words. It provides messages and memory semantics. For message semantics, it includes send-receive operations, just like the send-receive operations in socket. And for memory semantics, it has the one-sided verbs like remote write, read, or atomic operations. But with these new hardwares, the CPU processing capacity may become the new bottleneck. So how can these new opportunities be used in the distributed file system? With the better addressability of non-volatile memory and the one-sided RDMA verbs, we can design shared data management. And when the CPU is the new bottleneck, and we can combine one-sided RDMA verbs to design new data flow strategies. And with the flexible RDMA verbs, we may design efficient RPC protocols. And for RDMA atomics, which can be used in the concurrent control. So it's necessary to rethink the design of distributed file system over non-volatile memory and RDMA. And here is the octopus design, which in many includes four parts. For shared persistent memory pool, which can be used to reduce data copies, and for self-identified metadata RPC, which can be reduced to reduce response latency of metadata operations. And for client-active data I/O, which can be used to rebalance the CPU and the network overhead. And we also provide a transaction named collect and dispatch transaction, which is used for efficient concurrent control and recovery. Here is the overall architecture of Octopus. In the cluster, each node is equipped with non-volatile memory for data storage, and they are interconnected with RDMA network. On top of this, we build a shared persistent memory pool on top of this to provide a global view and provide both metadata and data access. For metadata access, such as create a file, the client will firstly send a self-identified RPC to the server, and when the server receives this request, it will modify the metadata using the collect and dispatch transactions and return the value back. And for file data operations, such as read or write files, it will firstly using the self-identified RPC to access the shared persistent memory pool. And when the server receives this request, it will directly return the file data address in the shared persistent memory pool. When the client receives this address, it will using one-sided RDMA to directly access the persistent memory pool. So with this design, it performs remote direct data access just like an octopus using its legs. And here is the detailed description of our optimizations of the file system. In existing distributed file system, there are many redundant data copies. We still use the ClusterFS, for example. When the client reads file data from the ClusterFS, the data has to go through to the following places. Firstly, the data stored in the file system image. And when the ClusterFS server reads the data, it has to go through the page cache, which are in the local file system, and to the user space buffer provided by the server instance. And when it sends it out, it has to go through the network stack. And when the data arrived at the client side, it had to go through the network stack again and finally to the user space buffer. And we can count that the total data copy times is 7. Recently, a new technique named DEX has also been introduced in local in-memory file system to remove the page cache. But the total data copy times is still 6 times. In Octopus, we introduced the shared persistent memory pool to allow the client to directly access the file data. So many buffers can be removed directly. But we still need to add a message pool for data transferring because we cannot directly register the user space buffer provided by the client, and which will incur high overhead. With such a design, Octopus can provide extremely high bandwidth, and the copy times is reduced to 4 times. For data operations, we also discover a new phenomenon. Let's still use the graph to describe it. The left part is the client 1 and client 2. The right part is the server, which consists of a NIC, CPU, and memory. Memory are used for data storage. And when the client wants to read a file data, it has to firstly send the, in traditional way, it has to send the request to the server. And when the server receives a request, it has to look up the data where it stores, and then send the data back. We call this type of design as server active, because the server thread processes the data I/O, and it works well for slow Ethernet. But when we equipped with fast hardware, the CPU can easily become the bottleneck because it has to process the data I/O. So we propose a new technique named client active. That means the client will have the same way just like before. It firstly send a request to the server, and the server look up the data and send it back. Send the address back. With this address, the client can use this address to directly access the file data, and the server can spend less time on each operation. So the overall throughput can be improved. After the optimization of the file data I/O, we also improve the performance of metadata operations. The metadata operations are sending through an RDMA-based RPC. To design RPC based on RDMA, we have the following choices. Firstly is the message-based RPC, which are easy to implement, but has the relatively lower throughput. And with memory-based RPC, because they are memory-based are one-sided, so the server side is uninvolved. So the client can directly write the request to the server's message pool, and the server thread needs to constantly scan the message pool and discover the new message and process it. But when the client number increased, the message will have to build a larger message pool, and the thread has to scan more message buffers. So the overall throughput can be affected. In our implementation, we use RDMA write with immediate to implement an efficient RPC. RDMA write with immediate it works like message semantics and memory semantics, because it can directly access remote data, and still need the server to post a receive request formally. So each time the client wants to send the data, it will attach an ID in the package as well. And when the server pulls in the request, it can using this ID to directly locate the data. So the overall performance is not affected by the number of clients. In Octopus, metadata updation operations like make dir and remove node always involves modification in multiple places. So we need distributed transaction to provide concurrent control and crash consistency. We can use two-phase lock and two-phase commit to implement a simple transaction protocol, but we have to maintain the distributed login, and the participant has to constantly evolve in the transaction execution. To flash a transaction execution, we need at least two RPC calls. With one-sided RDMA verbs, we design a new transaction protocol named collect-dispatch transaction, which includes a local login with remote in-place update and a distributed log service. In the collect phase, the coordinator will first log begin and send the collect request to all the participants. And after this, both the coordinator and the participant will log the local entry, and the participant will send the collected data back. After the coordinators receive the word collected data, it will execute transaction logic and log update. After this, it unlocks the local entry and updates remote data set using one-sided RDMA write, and unlocked it using RDMA atomics. So to flash a transaction, we need one RPC plus two one-sided RDMA verbs. Although network round trips is increased, we still have the higher throughput. This is because the participant is not constantly is only involved in the collective phase and has more time to do something else. And we also find that the latency of one RPC is much larger than that of two one-sided RDMA verbs. Here is the evaluation. Our evaluated platform consists of two clusters. Cluster A has five nodes and running on Octopus server logic. And cluster B has seven nodes and runs Octopus client logic. Each node in client A has 24 physical cores and nearly 400 gigabytes of memory. Each node in cluster B has four physical cores and 16 gigabytes of memory. All the nodes are equipped with FDR, HCA, and connected with a 56 Gbps switch. We compare Octopus to the following distributed file system. Firstly, the MEM cluster, which have been introduced in our motivation, and NVFS Creo are two new distributed file systems, especially optimized to run on RDMA. And the MEM cluster, Alancio, I deployed to for big data comparison. Same as the experiment in our motivation, we also gave a latency breakdown and bandwidth utilization of the Octopus. From the figure, we can see that software latency is reduced from more than 300 microseconds to 6 microseconds, which has the same order as of the latency of hardware. And it can achieve read or write bandwidth that approaches the raw storage and network bandwidth. Here is the metadata operation performance. The x-axis represents the server node number, and the y-axis represents the IOPS. The yellow curve represents Octopus. Octopus can provide metadata IOPS in the order of 100,000 to 1 million, and it can scale linearly. Here is the read-write performance, and from the figure, we can see that Octopus can easily reach the maximum bandwidth of hardware, even with a single client. When we add an extra copy in Octopus, it provides almost the same bandwidth as Creo. This proves that reduced data copy in such fast hardware is extremely important. We also deploy Octopus under Hadoop for big data evaluation. And we run a built-in benchmark such as test DFS IO and TerraGN word count for comparison. And the figure shows that Octopus can also provide better performance for big data applications than existing file system. Here comes to the conclusion. We conclude that it's necessary to rethink the distributed file system design over emerging hardwares. And Octopus has many internal mechanisms such as reducing data copies by simplifying the data management layer and rebalance network and server nodes with a client active IO and redesign the metadata RPC and distributed transaction with one-sided RDMA primitives. Our evaluation also shows that Octopus significantly outperforms existing file system. That's all, thank you.
Hello, Shai again from Technion. Just a quick question. You're using one-sided RDMAs for data transfer, correct?
Yes.
And these include a reliable connection between the clients.
So
you have to have a QP per connection.
Yes, QP per connection.
Previous work in FAST, if I remember correctly, they had a problem with maintaining all those different QPs because they couldn't fit in the cache.
Yes.
Have you tested out the scalability of your work?
I know you're meaning it. Yes, the QP number has the scalability issue. Mm-hmm. So, in our implementation, because our cluster is limited and only have totally 12 nodes. So in practical implementation, we don't test the scalability issue, but when we have the RPC design and we just give at most 20 client numbers. This is our implementation.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, for your RPC-based, polling-based RPC, yeah. How does the client know where in the server's memory to actually write the data for the request? To avoid multiple clients writing to the same memory in the server.
Oh, yes, you can strictly partition the message pool and different clients can write to the different message pools. Strictly isolation.
This imply that each client can only have a fixed number of outstanding RPCs to a given server?
If you're yes, partitioning. In our file system design, we use this way, but we have later works to solve this question, and our paper is still under modification. Yes.
Thank you.